is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, we had our last winner.
It's our Shelly
and our last winner. Woo!
Yay!
Shelly Brio, congrats.
Ooh, boy, and that grand prize drawing is next Tuesday, correct?
Yes,
ooh,
it is.
Somebody is going to be getting a fabulous prize. I'm totally with you guys. The $10,000,
yeah,
at Rosedale Center, hands down. Oh, how fun that would be.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Well, we do have some dirt to get to this Friday afternoon. Our first story concerning Andy Warhol and Prince.
What?
Oh. Who knew? So, the Andy Warhol Foundation had a big legal setback today. So, an appeals court reversed a case that the foundation previously won over a series of Prince images by Andy Warhol. So the story goes back in 2017 that the Warhol Foundation preemptively sued a rock photographer named Lynn Goldsmith after she notified the foundation of a potential copyright issue stemming from a photo of Prince she took back in the 1980s. Andy Warhol allegedly used that image to inspire a series of screen silk artworks of Prince. And the foundation sued the photographer, Goldsmith, to argue that Warhol's Prince pieces fell under fair use law, being like, we have these fair and square, right? So
is that like how the Marilyn, is that considered that same way? Or
it could, if, you know, it probably could be, but essentially it's just like, look, this is an image out in the ether.
Right.
I'm assuming, I mean, I'm not a lawyer don't play one on TV either, but I'm assuming that they were like, you know what, this is out in the public and we're taking and being inspired by this and creating a new piece of
art. That was their position.
That was their position. But then she countered Sue, but her case was dismissed in federal court. But today, an appeals ruling says that we conclude that the court erred in its assessment and application of fair use factors. So what we were just talking about, and that the works in question do not qualify as fair use as a matter of law. So the court ruled, well, no, those Andy Warhol screen or silk screens are not fair use. So they're saying, no, 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 no. The ruling added that they conclude that Andy Warhol's Prince works are substantially similar to the Goldsmith photograph as a matter of law. So now the case can go on. And these were photographs that she took back in 1981 of up-and-coming Prince at her studio.
I don't even know what these prints look like.
No, either do I.
They're probably, well, imagine an Andy Warhol a print.
But I don't ever recall seeing these.
No.
I don't know if they were ever publicly displayed. I don't know where. I mean, maybe they're at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh.
Does this make Prince happy? What do we think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would make Prince happy.
In conclusion.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
This would be a happy day for Prince.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
All right. So moving on from that story, did you guys talk about Jessica Simpson on Tamron Hall?
Yeah, just but you can tell us more.
Okay, well, she's talking about her parents' divorce.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about this part.
Okay, well, Jessica Simpson was on Tamron Hall. She's out selling Open Book, the paperback edition, which has been updated since it was published last year.
And I have to say, they had very good chemistry as guest and talk show host. And Tamron
and
so
Jessica.
Good. Yeah, it was really good.
But her parents had a very difficult divorce.
Right, and Tamron asked her about this. And I don't really recall anyone ever really talking to her about it to get her to talk about it in an interview. So what'd she say?
Well, Joe Simpson and her mother Tina Simpson divorced in 2012. They were married for 34 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time. And Jessica said of their divorce, she said, I think when your parents are divorced, when you're older, it's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I wouldn't change that, although I feel like it made it harder for me to accept other people in their lives taking each other's roles. She said, I really didn't know what to do with it. And I didn't know what friendship was and what wasn't. Jessica Simpson also told Tamron Hall, I didn't know if they still were what they taught me and waited to have sex until they got married. So, you know.
I think it would be really almost in a weird way more of a like really mind thing to be an adult and your kid, your parents get divorced.
When they're in their 50s.
You've had so
or
much.
60s
like if they do it in high school or junior high, you've had like a long time to get used to it and whatever. And usually when people get married, when they break up after 32 years.
Don't you remember her dad was her manager and he talked about her double D breasts and he was so inappropriate.
But when you break up after 32 years, it's going to be a scandalous reason. And in that way, that's probably what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she said of her marriage to Eric Johnson that, Joe, it was her dad that married them. She said of their wedding, it was perfect and it was beautiful. She said, and I accepted it all in that moment, just that my parents had moved on and I was the one who hadn't moved on.
Right. And then her dad, you know, I'm gay. Yeah. I've been married to you for, I mean, the mind thing of all of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For her. Does she write about that in the book, Julia?
She talks about this time, and it was her.
Okay.
And her parents were more adjusted to it than she was.
Right.
She said she was really uncomfortable because she didn't know how to have holidays, who to have over, but they made more peace with
and
it than she did.
And then the fact that were they pretend? They, so you guys just pretended all those years? Oh, it makes my head hurt.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I suppose in any situation where you are confronted with a reality that you thought was true, but it's actually a lie, or at least kind of, a variation on a theme, that you really have to deconstruct your own worldview and your own interpretation of things that are happening around you. And that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of work for anybody to do in any kind of situation like that. But it seems like they have come to a good place in their relationship. And I don't know if you guys are going to be catching any of the Andy Cohen limited series on E! Too Real.
I watched the first hour.
Okay, and? Yeah.
Well, it's a week-to-week show every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has a lot of, high, executives who produced or did the first show. And, they give tribute to the Osbournes on MTV and how that show really was the first and kind of right on side by side with The Real World. So they do it in order of that. I really hope that they're going to cover The Rock of Love and Flavor Flav. And, they go in the swan, I guess. But they definitely were teasing the Kardashians, the three sisters and Chris sitting on the couch and all of them in shades of beige and busting out of their lips and their breasts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first episode, if you want, Kendra Wilkinson from The Girls Next Door.
Yeah,
Lori Love.
I love that show. They hit on the reason why that show was popular. Women loved The Girls Next Door.
Yes.
Oh, hands
down.
100%.
And they did not think that was the audience that was going to love that show. They thought guys were going to love it.
Right.
No, I don't think I know a single male who watched Girls Next Door.
You're right.
No, not at all. Hey, we got to go. We got a traffic bed.
All right. Thank you. Hey. Thanks, Holly. That was all good.
Thank you.
All right. That is a great song.
Savage Garden.
Yeah, and it's been in some movies. They've used that song to good effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just the name is great.
Truly Madly Deeply. And there was a good movie called Truly Madly Deeply.
Yes, there was, and I believe I saw that movie.
Yeah.
It was like a British movie.
Yeah, and the husband died, but still, yeah.
Yeah, who can remember? We could watch
like
it
Ghost
again.
Or something. Yeah, I remember that one being good.
Yeah. That's all we remember about it, though. Okay, so our weekend picks are presented by AARP Minnesota. If you're looking for things to do, what's going on, if you have questions about how to locate your vaccine, go to aarpminnesota.com. It's a great website. I'll go first, Rocco, if you don't mind, with some music tunes. Julia is on the floor working out a spasm. I'm not even kidding you right now.
Well, she did have a late night tennis match.
No. Oh. She's on the floor. The cameras should be on right now. All you would see is the bottom of her feet and cry laughter, which is always, as a girlfriend, I've never known what to do when one of my girlfriends is crying and laughing at the same time.
Okay.
It makes me as nervous as all get out, Rocco. So she's like crying over there. You can kind of hear some mewling sounds. That is my friend Julia. But we have a show to do, so I'm just going to ignore your sorry butt right now. Yeah, so you worked that out, Julia. She's on the dirty carpet rolling around in here, Rocco. Where's the camera when we need it?
We need to move that over there.
I did turn
on the mic in hopes so we can catch. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, so here's my music picks. All right, so Davina and the Vagabonds. Dakota Cooks tonight. It's the live stream at 7.
Okay.
So that's happening. GB Layton, maybe you've been vaccinated or half vaccinated and are feeling frisky and spicy. That he's at the Minnesota Music Cafe, which is huge.
Right.
In there. And then tomorrow night, the Cactus Blossoms are doing a live stream at 8 o'clock at First Avenue. $15.
Oh, okay.
So if you like those guys, two brothers, Harmony and Twang Twang, country, melodic, people love it, you know.
Yeah. It's, Cactus Blossoms, right?
Yeah, they're fun good. To, you know, kind of like slow dance to. And then tonight and tomorrow, I don't know about if they've got tickets tonight, but Johnny James and the Wall of Flames is playing in the main stage at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And I'm really directing a lot of this because I have got quite a few friends, Julia, who are vaccinated and going out.
Nice.
They are just going out to listen to music. You know what I mean? And then Sunday, tomorrow night, debuting on HBO. I don't know when it'll be streaming, probably the next day, but Tina, documentary about Tina Turner.
That was one
Tina
of my
Turner.
Picks. Can I have
credit? Oh, yeah, please. Julie and I both would like you to consider that as a TV show. We don't want to hear about your spasms because I think there's no reason for you to tell us how much it hurt unless you don't have any picks. And then please take over the mic and tell us how much it hurt.
Well, yes, I was just looking at Lori and I was twisting and it just went.
No, you were crying.
I know I was. Okay. All right. So here's mine. I do have something.
All right.
Go to the zoo.
Go to the zoo. Get out. And I mean, if you're not out sweeping and hopscotch and taking a double dutch bike ride and getting a McFlurry, you haven't left. Just so what?
There is, I think, a chalk poetry contest or something that's going on in the Twin Cities area. So get your chalk out.
I'm glad I stuck my sand in the my stake in the music sand. That's all anybody expects from me.
I have to do other things. Well, here's something. It's the 12th annual Minnesota Cuban Film Festival. It's six independent films. Go to mspfilm.org. It's $8 to $10, but it's a chance to see some new filmmakers.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments is going to be at 6 PM Sunday night at
AMC. Isn't that still played on TV the night before Easter?
Right, but it's gonna be in a movie theater.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's gonna be at the AMC Roseville and Maple Grove and the Plymouth. And so if you ever want to also eat in Prairie, Dinah. You know,
that would be good to see on a big screen.
I think it would be just the parting of the sea. I mean, that would be Moses.
Yeah.
You don't remember. You love me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right.
That's the way that story is told on the big screen is like how I remember, like at Baptist Bible camps in Japan, they would do like the felt story. Boards of this story,
those?
And then we would just do like amazing
storyboards,
and then amazing singing "This Little Light of Mine." And I wanted to be Baptist in the worst way because all the missionaries were Baptist for whatever reason in Japan where we lived,
right?
And so the military parents, they just send all their kids to the Baptist Bible camps because it was free, and. You know, they were there and it was going to be in English and whatever. And it was something for them to get a time away from their kids, quite frankly. Well, I'm quite sure. I mean, you know.
Lori has such a beautiful outlook on parenting. It's just another chance to get away from those rugrats.
And we loved going there because it was storytelling, and singing.
What's better than that?
Casey was very impressed during the Aretha documentary how many of the songs I knew.
The religious songs.
The gospel songs. Yeah. And I said, I went to Baptist Bible camps for 4 years. Like a couple times a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot.
I know. Okay.
This is good.
Wait a second. Should I give you something else?
No. Nope. Let's move on to Rocco. Senior citizen pickup lines for the newly vaccinated.
This is a weekend where like there's a lot going on in my world. Like three of my favorite bands are having live streams this weekend.
Okay.
I'll start. We heard, I think Chris Riemenschneider talked about Waxahachie.
Yeah.
She is doing, you know, a lot of these bands had great albums last year.
That they didn't get
that they couldn't do anything. So she's good. So that's tomorrow at like 6 PM. It's a stream.
We don't know how to spell Wackahatchee, so where are we going to get that ticket?
I can't even believe it.
This other band I really like, Band of Horses, they'll play. That's it. That's Band of Horses. They're doing a live stream tomorrow at 2. Also tomorrow night, Gopher Hockey Playoffs. They're in the NCAA playoffs. They don't play till 9 p.m., though.
Oh, it's just like when my tennis time's up.
I know. They're playing against Omaha. It's, you know, supposedly we're pretty good. We should beat them. And that would set up a possible match up on Sunday against Minnesota State Mankato, which would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it and could be Gopher Hockey Weekend. This? I believe they are. UMG,
every single
Minnesota
team.
Division One team made the tournament.
Wow, so. The tournament. Cool. So the idea would be Bulldogs, Gophers.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
that would be fun.
That would be fun.
That's what we want. North against South. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what's got to happen.
She's going all in. I want it right now. And damn if I didn't date a goalie.
And then I think on 7 o'clock Sunday.
You know the goalies are the hottest ones on the team, Julia.
I know. I shouldn't have interrupted that laugh.
Sorry. Lori snorted.
7 o'clock Sunday, Brandi Carlile live from the Ryman.
Oh, that's some in person shows, but they sell out right away because it's like, you know.
No one's been out in a long time, Lori. They want to go out.
But it's only like 100 people can go or something like that. We're not used to. Many of us who have liked to go to First Avenue, we'll buy our tickets in advance for shows that we absolutely have to be there. But otherwise, we're kind of like chill about when we're going to get our tickets. We're not thinking like this way.
Right. Well, it's a new way to think.
Yeah. Well, the summer is coming and mixed stock is happening.
I know.
Again.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Lori, I'm going to tape you because Lori has put together a collection of what are these, Lori?
These are in honor of the newly, totally 100% vaccinated. I don't want to say that they're, I'm going to call them, you know, for the older teenagers, 65
teenagers.
Plus. What are they called?
Teenagers.
Teenagers, for the teenagers that are vaccinated.
You know, you some pickup lines?
Well, only because you're going to be able to be out, right?
Right.
You know, maybe there's no band at Mancini's, but, you know, you can
still flirt at the bar.
You can swish your way around and get some attention. You can say things like, let's see. You're so sweet. You're giving my dentures cavities. No, that's for a guy, I think. I don't think I want to say that.
Okay, you're so sweet. You're giving my dentures cavities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Be real careful, I guess, about where you say that. how would you like to help me feel like a kid again? Again, a good one for an old guy.
Okay.
You know, don't you think?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how would you like to, you know? Geez, I don't know. Maybe I got to put on my man pants. I
don't know. Yeah.
Here's a good one. This is good for anybody, women or men. How'd you like to be in my will?
That is a good one.
I know. Let's see.
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. Because I don't know, girl, I'd fake being a blind old man just to look at you inappropriately.
That's kind of funny.
It is. I mean, it says touch. But I substituted. Do you see that?
Look, I'm very good.
Yeah. Let's see. Boo. Your company is so delightful. I'm contemplating getting a battery for my hearing aid.
Teenager pickup lines. Only delivered by Lorraine.
Oh, my God. Okay. You, me, dance floor. Now, don't give me any grief about anything, you know, so just kind of be bossy. People like to be bossed around, and it's not until you boss somebody around that you really find this out. So you got to try this tip.
Just boss people around?
Just try it. You have nothing to lose.
All right.
You never know when your little, you know, submissive partner's out there looking for you.
Crackle, who is she? No, here's the snort. Here's the snort. All right, give us one more.
Oh, are you a cat lady? Because I'm a cat whisperer, because I know exactly what the kitty needs. You know.
Okay, that was so bad.
Okay. Julia, I can't say all the words at once to say.
Oh, okay.
Is your name Viagra? Because I don't think I'll be able to close my casket after a night with you.
Casket.
Hey, okay. That one was funny.
That one's good.
That one's funny.
That's good. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, sorry, I couldn't help but noticing how cute you look in that ankle length, shapeless plaid shmata you have on.
Shapeless A-line schmuck.
Shmata.
It's just a shmata.
These older ones are really,
old.
I would sink my teeth into that booty, but I'm afraid my teeth would stay there. Okay, that's good.
She's hitting that's it. Now good. I had the camera off for that one.
Shoot-ski. Oh. That was a good one. All right.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to sing the world's longest song, and we're going to have you guys sing with us. We'll be right back. Loca, we could finish these.
We're shaking our coconuts.
What was that one? Viagra and my might not fit in my casket. How'd that one go?
Yeah. No, I have it. I'm going to send it out on Instagram, maybe, but I might have to edit.
What?
I just took a Viagra.
Oh, my big.
What was it again?
Is your name Viagra? Because I don't think they will be able to close my casket after a night with you.
That was a good one.
I mean,
that was Lori's scene. What do we call them? Teenager.
Pickup line. People of a certain age who are fully vaccinated and feeling frisky and spicy.
I think there's a lot of them out there, Laura.
Julia.
I think there's a lot of them
out there. I agree.
All right, so we've changed our song we're going to sing today because everyone requests...
We never told anyone what we were going to sing today.
But they request, sing longer, sing more. You're such good music. You guys are so good at singing. I mean, the requests are unbelievable.
People are shocked at how bad we are at fill in the blank for singing.
Oh, my gosh.
We're so bad. We're
and I picked, like, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga. These should be right in your... wheelhouse.
Rocco, but yet...
Kenny Chesney, come on.
No, but right, and then, you know, there's humming going on, and then the music stops, which is really when your brain turns on.
That's when you're supposed to shine.
Right, but that's when I'm hearing crickets and now.
The funny thing is, you guys knew the melody on almost all of them. Like, instead of saying summertime, you're like, a friend of mine.
We know it, but we know it like 10 seconds or 5 seconds behind.
We're so much better at musical chairs when the music shuts off. I can get myself in a chair to get that cake.
Yeah.
I am good at that game.
Yeah,
but when this
good.
Shuts off, it's like,
Right? There's no, we don't hear anything in our head anymore.
This is quite disturbing. This happens to me playing tennis last night. I'm like, there's a ball hit right at me, and I literally didn't move, and I watched it. It was just going to hit me right in the face, and my feet wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your feet are supposed to move right now, and I just stood there. I have a nice scratch on my feet where I got hit, and I was just like, they just don't, you know.
Are you talking about tennis right now?
No, I'm just talking about how the synapses in your brain don't trigger and fire at all the levels. And sometimes they just freeze.
I didn't make that connection.
Well, my feet don't move. You sit there and you think, move feet.
Yes.
Well, but they just don't.
You can make up for it by proving that you know all the words.
All right, we're ready. We don't. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance.
I'm a
maybe they'd be happy
always.
For a while.
He's reading my lips.
February made me shiver with every paper I delivered. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
I think we're good at this one, Laurie.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys. is we're drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die.
Are you looking at the lyrics?
No.
Okay.
This will be the day that I die.